Today is supposed to be one of the busiest shopping days of the year, but retailers across the country are experiencing some post-Thanksgiving indigestion. That's because they've got all kinds of inventory stuck on their shelves, and inflation is threatening to put a damper on the holiday season. Let's bring in Mike Regan, a senior editor for Bloomberg News. And Mike, give us the lay of the land here. What are the big companies like Walmart, Target, and Amazon? What are they up against?
Well, it's, as you pointed out, inflation is such a big issue this year. When you look at sort of the main items on the average person's bill every month, stuff like food, rent, energy, gasoline, that sort of thing, those prices are all still pretty elevated. So it's kind of squeezing the consumer when it comes to splurging on things like holiday gifts. So retailers have tried to get ahead of it. There's already been some big sales. Target and Best Buy did sales in October. Amazon did an extra Prime event in October to try to sort of get ahead of the demand for the holidays with these discounts. And it's clear for the consumer, there are certainly a lot more bargains out there this year than there were in past years, especially for big ticket items like computers and electronics. The inventory there is just so bloated that it's a good time to be shopping for that type of thing.
If you look back to last year, the problem was empty shelves. Now the inventories are so bloated, as you say, that the retailers are having to slash their prices. Is it your sense that inflation is bad enough that Americans really will take it easy this holiday season and not buy as much?
Well, it's a couple things going on, Peter. You know, inflation is a headwind to the consumer, certainly. But also, if you look at what people are spending for, say, Taylor Swift tickets or Bruce Springsteen concert tickets, there still is a pent-up demand for those sort of experiences that we were all deprived of during the pandemic. So that is taking some of the sales away from retailers that they might have gotten otherwise. And the other big issue is just the supply chain was so out of whack last year that that's why a lot of those store shelves were empty for some of the items that consumers wanted to buy for the holidays. And that's kind of resolved itself to the point where retailers have really had a hard time stocking up on what consumers want at the moment. And so the consumer spending patterns changed quite a bit from spending on household goods and electronics then to more real life entertainment and that sort of thing. There is spending going on still in those experiences part of the economy that I think is part of the reason why retailers will be suffering a little bit this year.
Wall Street, it was a tough year for retailers, to say the least. If the prediction comes true that this holiday season will not be as strong as previous years, what does that mean for the economy going into 2023?
Yeah, it certainly means that it shows you what a headwind to the economy this inflation issue still is, even though inflation does appear like it possibly may have peaked and, you know, is slowly coming back down. But as we roll into the holidays, it's still an issue. If you look at Amazon, for example, they predicted holiday sales growth in a range of 2-8%. That's actually the slowest growth they will have ever had for the holidays, if that forecast turns out to be true. And when you think of inflation running at close to 8%, you know, if you're only increasing sales by 2-8%, that means you're actually selling less than you did last year when adjusted for inflation. So it is certainly a tight time for retailers. And I think the economy, the prospects for 2023 depends so much on whether this inflation problem really has peaked and if we can continue to see lower inflation in 2023. And there are good signs in a lot of sort of reports that suggest perhaps we can, but we'll have to just wait and see that, you know, that is truly the case.
Mike Regan is a senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, we are very thankful for you. We are all year round. Thanks so much and have a great weekend.
Thankful for you guys too. Thanks, Peter.